Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome back, everyone. And you are listening to the Kim. Oh, my God. Okay, go ahead. What?
That is similar to using someone's crayons when they're sharpened and perfectly straight.
Don't you agree?
Yeah, you two are so perfect. You know, we are so two blondes and a brunette. I mean,
we have to tell everybody what Sherry did.
And I'm a college student, and we highlight things. And so I'm reading this fabulous book that Kim...
That's not a highlighter.
Me, really, I guess.
Nor is that a college textbook.
I guess you know what it is. I'll tell you what it is. She loaned me the book, but in my mind, we're sharing the book.
Okay, we are.
That's in my mind.
Okay. And that's where I say, you know what, why don't you just have it?
God. Was that the fold on the page we were concerned about?
Uh-huh.
No,
underlined.
That's
oh, like, I didn't see the underline.
Oh yeah.
No, she even highlighted it. Okay, right here. Yeah.
Because it's a shared property.
Okay, this is my personality.
In my mind.
Those aren't even straight lines.
I know.
It's not even a highlighter.
It isn't. Okay.
Sorry for you guys. I do.
Or our family.
I would have torn the page out and kept it if I liked it.
Oh, my God.
And coughed while you did it so nobody heard you.
Oh, my God. Well, I am inviting you back to the brighter side of
life.
We are so excited about our show. Obviously, Sherry's really excited about Jay Izzo coming on because she took my book and wrote in it. And that's really what we're talking about.
She found
about
a lot of great points just on the first
page. Well,
these
people, you know, finally we have a book that isn't about freaking food.
Oh, God. All right. Anyways, well, I am so glad that you are all here. And if you are just tuning in with us right now, we have a show from 6 to 7, 7 to 8, and again from 2 to 3. And I'm Kim. I'm here with Sherry Geba.
Hello.
And Jennifer.
The book thief.
I'm just
a real book thief.
God, I'm telling you.
And I'm just over here organizing my space.
I know. God, I'm going to be over here, you know. And Tom Spence. Tom, even Tom thought something that was a little wrong.
Well, Jay should be flattered because already his book has compelled somebody to highlight it in just a first sitting.
I know. Gosh, I'm telling you. Well, anyways, I do want to give out our phone number here, 419-0008. 419-0008. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. And that is the number that you want to call. We are different than all the other shows. All you have to do is call all the way through any of our shows and leave us your name and your number, and you are entered to win. So we have like a bazillion gifts that we are giving away, and our phone calls are through the roof. We are so excited. We want to hear from everybody. We want to also tell you about our newsletter that we have going out every week that is growing leaps and bounds. And isn't it amazing? You can find out everything that's going on in the 805.
That's my favorite part of our newsletter because it tells you everything that you can do over the weekend and during the week. But it really gives you your plans for the weekend.
Yeah, and we kind of been sharing a little bit about our little personal lives, our blogging here. And so we're excited. And you would never believe I just got this video of Tom doing ballet for us.
So for no other reason, look at our newsletter.
I know,
for that.
Because he'll be on there next week. He doesn't really. Oh, he's cool with it. Okay, good. Anyways, I do want to have you visit us and follow us on Facebook and Twitter to stay connected and more chances to win. And, of course, you can also listen to us on DynamicTalkRadio.com. And, you know, we're growing all over the place. We want to be out there. We want to be your brighter side of life. And, Tom, let's talk about, well, let me just share our show today. We talked about it on our morning show, but our first guest is Jay Izzo, and he's the internet doctor. And I think everybody needs an internet doctor, you know, but he is a psychological business consultant, speaker, and writer. And so he's going to be talking to us a little bit about Got Social Mediology. I love that. Of course, Sherry loved this book. and then our next guest is Edward Anderson, and he's the author of Recipes to Drive Your Life. And he served 10 years of Civil Engineer Corporation of the U.S. Navy. So we've got some really great talks that we're going to be doing. But right now, I do want to share all of our giveaways.
And let's go for Mission Oaks Cafe gift certificate there. $25 gift certificate for the Lazy Dog Cafe. Great place to go. Take the family. And another $25 gift certificate, and that is for Kate and Lace. The gift card, Old Jews Telling Jokes, very funny, Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza. That runs through March 15th. We have Buddy Holly story. That'll be the day, all those songs, at the Cavalry Theater in Thousand Oaks, celebrating the 25th anniversary. One of the first jukebox musicals is what they call it, Buddy, the Buddy Holly story. We do have at the Civic Arts Plaza, presenting the Joffrey Ballet. Again, I should hook up with those guys and gals. And the Civic Arts Plaza has Roseanne Cash. Great music from her. Caneo Players, Little Theater in Thousand Oaks, just off the 101 at Moore Park. How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying. Denise Butler with a photography, Sweetheart Session, an hour in studio, local on location. They do everything there. Two people with a style consultant. And finally, the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in Simi Valley, still going with the amazing automobiles. If you haven't seen that, you got to go.
And let's start off with a $25 gift certificate to Famous Dave's. I actually just ate lunch there the other day. And let me tell you, if you have any parties or anything like that that you need catered, call Famous Dave's. They can do it for you.
They have an amazing catering department.
They do. They're really awesome. And not only that, if you have any things that you want to raise money or, you know, like schools or benefits, they'll actually do that for you too and give back. So it's a win-win.
And their food is great.
Their food's really good.
And you can buy their barbecue sauces separately. I love their barbecue sauce.
And I want to remind everyone, I am giving away two life coaching sessions. Oh. It can be by phone or Skype. Phone, Skype, or in person.
So let's do that right now. $25 gift certificate to Famous Dave's and also a
life coaching consultations.
Right. So 419-0008. And we love to give back.
And we love each other on this show because I just did something that, you know, was
rude.
So Sherry's offering to give us a little life coaching on perfectionism. Well, it's not a good idea.
But, you know, and we just accept each other for our little essences and what we do.
There you go. Jay, are
you
there?
I'll buy you a Diet Coke.
I do not drink Diet Coke. Oh, God. Jay, are you there?
But we would if we could.
Jay?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, how are you?
I'm awesome. I'm not sure I really want to interrupt what's going on. You're having a lot of fun.
I'm telling you, she grabbed your book right from this morning, and she was like, oh, my God, love this book. And I get it back. I'm like, okay, let's see. We're going to talk to Jay. Let me look in it a little. And I'm like, you wrote in my book? Are you serious?
I'm excited, Jay. I'm so excited to meet you because you know, one of my biggest things is social media. You know, I love branding. I love marketing. And I think Kim has a question for you.
No, Jay has a question. Jay's going to say something. Yes.
Actually, Kim, I'll tell you what I do. When we're done with this interview, have Tom get back with me. I will send you another book.
Awesome.
Look at Sherry's taking her book back.
I feel so much better.
You have no idea how better she feels.
I will send you another book. I will sign another book. And I'll tell you what, I will sign a second book and I will send it so that you can give it away to your listeners. How about that?
Oh, that's awesome. Great. Thank you. Perfect. You are awesome. So tell us a little bit about yourself. And I love the internet doctor. You know, what is that?
Okay, so I trademarked myself as the internet doctor. I love psychology of the internet, the psychology of the consumer, the psychology of social media, the psychology of business in general and how we interact with each other and what is the best ways to do that for businesses, individuals, entrepreneurs, solopreneurs, so that we can connect with each other in the right way without spending a lot of marketing dollars, if any marketing dollars at all.
Do you teach people how to do this? I mean, there are people out there that try to sell these social media packages. Oh, for $300 a month, we're going to get you out there, and we're going to put you in all the different mediums. Is this book going to teach us something that we would actually pay lots of money to have taught to us?
Yeah, I believe so, because it's so different than every other social media guru or expert, whatever they are. This goes against the grain. I am telling people not to spend money on marketing.
But nowadays you have to boost, like on Facebook, they're asking you to boost.
Well, let's ask him, what's your thought of that?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, do you think you really need to boost, and are you really getting your fair share when you do that? Because I think, even though we've done that, right?
We have.
But is
a
that,
lot.
Yeah, what's your thoughts on that?
Well, I don't think you're getting a return by boosting, because it doesn't really mean that anybody's really seeing your post. It just means that it's going to more people. That doesn't necessarily mean we're going to see it on our timeline. So I'm not sure that there's really a great return on that investment. There's just a better way to do it, especially on Facebook. Really, the business page, and I've written about this, the business page is dead. Facebook, in their illustrious wisdom, has decided that we as the consumers don't know what we really want to see. So even though we like the page, so we can like your page, business page, but we're not going to see it because Facebook doesn't think we know what we really want. So they have completely eliminated it so that you can spend money to boost the post so that maybe we will see it. So I'm not convinced that in Facebook that that's the best route to go anyway, because I really, based on my research and the examples I give in the book, it's about relationships, and it's really not about trying to apply traditional marketing methods, especially on Facebook.
So your business page is no longer being seen unless you boost it?
Yeah, it's down to probably around 4% organically, so meaning that maybe 4 out of 100 people will actually get to see anything you post. Unless you boost.
Yeah, because isn't that have something to do with in a roundabout way, you have to choose who you want to be on your timeline, and if you don't look at them enough, then they won't show up on your timeline all the time. Is it something kind of like that?
Yeah, it's kind of, you know, it's kind of like that with that algorithm. We really don't know 100% for sure. So anybody who tells you that they absolutely know, they really don't know, because Facebook's kind of like Google. Google really doesn't tell us how to show up on the search engines. Yeah, and Facebook really isn't going to give away secrets. It is true that, you know, the top stories do come to the top, but if you're like me and I have my timeline for the most recent post, I don't see the top stories. I see what is the most recent, because I want to see what the news is now going on with my friends' lives. So, again, it may not be seen. If you go to that page enough and you're reading it, maybe it'll show up in your timeline, but there's still no guarantees.
So who looks at Facebook now? I know it's not young kids. Who uses Facebook?
Well, you know, it's so interesting because last summer, Spectrum Group did this amazing piece of research with like 1,300 millionaires across the country. And 57% of millionaires choose Facebook over LinkedIn and definitely over Twitter.
So tell our audience, what is the difference? I mean, you know, we all know what the difference is in terms of how it looks, but why does someone use LinkedIn? Why does someone use Twitter? And why does someone use Facebook?
And tell us who uses those.
Okay, sure. I'll do the best I can. So basically, social mediaology is a term I created, which is the study of social media from the psychological perspective of the user and the sociological and cultural perspective of each platform. So let's think of each platform as a separate culture or a separate country. And so they each have their own language and their own unwritten rules, norms, and expectations. And just like if you were to go to a foreign country and try to do business or try to interact, you need to know something about the language, and you certainly need to know those unwritten rules, norms, and expectations if you want to be successful. It's the same exact thing with these platforms, or as I refer to them as cultures. LinkedIn is a business culture. It is generally more affluent. It is generally higher educated. It's about 55-45 male to female, if you're interested in those type of statistics. But it really is a business networking, traditional networking type of, commerce type of networking site. And that's what it's for. It's for making connections. I mean, we get the tip because we connect by connections versus Facebook.
So wait. Let me ask you a question. And I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us right now and tuning in to the Brighter Side of Life, the Kim Pagano Show. We're talking with Jay Izzo. We're talking about the Internet Doctor. And our phone number here, 419-0008. 419-0008. In fact, Jay just said we have a book to give away. And so if anybody's interested in finding out more for their business and the psychology behind all of the different internet things that we could possibly be involved in, we've got a book for you. So call in right now, 419-0008. When you are on LinkedIn, do you have to pay for that service? Or, you know what I mean? How do you get those ads on there?
Okay, well, first of all, don't use the ads. don't use the ads. We're going to interact with the right people, and we're going to use LinkedIn in the right way without spending any money, because okay. LinkedIn is free. It's a free service. And I'll tell you the most powerful way that you can get your business seen and get you seen as part of your business is really to start interacting in groups. And here's why. There's a psychology behind it. And that is that we know that people with authority and credibility are going to get more business. And when you're interacting in your groups, and I believe that there are certain groups you should be a part of, when you're interacting, you're demonstrating your authority, your credibility, and your knowledge.
And what is an interaction? For example, like a quote, or what kind of what type of interaction?
Sure. So in groups, there's discussion, okay? And people are putting out these discussion questions, and they're putting them out in these groups. And when you answer something in that discussion, you are now demonstrating that you have some authority, some expertise, some knowledge, some credibility that adds to that, that everybody can read that's in that group. That authority and credibility translates very powerfully psychologically into getting people to say, hey, I want to do business with that person because they have the thing that I'm looking for. And that's how powerful groups can be within LinkedIn. And certainly LinkedIn is very powerful for B2B or B2C.
And how about Twitter and Facebook? What's the best way to relate there?
Well, first of all, let's be honest. Let's talk about Twitter. Twitter is what we call, as what I refer to the book, is parasocial contact. And you're going, what does that mean? Well, that is a psychological term that means that I am basically following some celebrity or famous person with the idea that I now feel I am so connected to them, even though they don't know I exist. That's what parasocial contact is. And Twitter can be summed up in one account, and that's Beyonce's account. Beyonce's been on for about 6 years, since about 2009. She has made 8 tweets, she follows 8 people, and she has 13.4 million followers.
Who does? Who has
Beyonce.
That?
Beyonce.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's incredible.
Right, so what does that tell us? Well, it tells us, first of all, Twitter's probably not all that social. And I even talk about in the book how even Dorsey, who's one of the founders of Twitter, you know, publicly stated it's really not all that social. So I don't know that Twitter's really the best place for a small business or an entrepreneur to really be on in terms
Jay,
of the culture.
Where is the best?
Well, right now, I would say that you need to take a look at where your target market is right now. And my best guess would be that most of your target market is probably using Facebook.
Right.
And how we want to connect there on Facebook is we really want to connect in a very authentic, real, genuine way in personal relationships. Stop thinking promotion. Stop thinking advertising. Let's keep in mind that we're trying to be friends here. There is nothing more irritating than the real estate agent who posts a listing in the middle of my newsfeed and says, I just listed this house. There is nothing relational about that. There's nothing that says you're a friend about that. However, the real estate agent who is talking about their chicken sandwich that they just had at this great restaurant, that's probably more interesting,
so,
believe it or not.
So what about a course? Like, I have a course that I sell online, and it mm-hmm. seemed like when I boosted a couple of times, I did get a couple of people to sign up, and mm-hmm. the way I would promote it would be through quotes and mm-hmm. my website. I mean, mm-hmm. is that considered relational, or is that too salesy?
Well, you know, my personal feeling about that is, first of all, I mean, if you want to spend the money, you go ahead and you can spend the money. I am telling people you don't have to do that in order to make this work.
Got it.
It would be far better if one of your clients were to go on their Facebook page and say, I just had the most freaking amazing session, right?
Right.
And say that to all their friends list, and then for you to share that post on your personal timeline so that people can see that genuine, authentic, real type of interaction that you both had, that makes it relational and go, who is she? How do I get her? Can I sign up for
it? Oh, so it's something tangible that they can touch or feel, kind of.
So like when I give away a haircut and blow dry, and
if that person said, oh my gosh, I look so beautiful.
Exactly. Or I loved what you guys did. And
So having them post it on their Facebook page, and then we share it on our page.
Correct.
Right.
Okay. Like, I'm part of a nonprofit called Rolling for Pink. Sometimes I'll just share the link when we're doing registration for our next event. Mm-hmm. If we had people on there comment, say, I had so much fun at this event, I did X, Y, and Z, and this is why you should come, and then I replied, that would be the conversation that really makes Facebook work for you.
It really does. And we have to understand that there's some recent research that came out last year that says that online word of mouth works if we find some sort of social value, meaning that if we find that it makes us look good, or if it makes us look like an expert, or if it somehow boosts our self-esteem on some level, that's going to work in the whole word of mouth, especially on Facebook.
So, Jay, what I want to ask you, where should a business begin when using it for the first time? Where should we start?
Well, I love people starting on LinkedIn, and here's why. Because it's the simplest to understand, and it's probably going to be the most familiar to you. So start with LinkedIn. It's not as frenzied. It's not as much activity. You're not going to feel funny about it. You're going to set up your profile. You're going to, you know, put your you know, what you do, and you're going to connect with people that make sense to your business, and you're going to join certain groups that make sense to your business. And that's going to be the easiest.
But then I won't know what you had for dinner.
They're not. But that's not what that's for.
I know,
either.
I'm kidding.
Right.
Do you coach people, or do you have, I mean, again, I know there's a lot of programs out there. Are you just kind of talking about your book, or do you also coach people on social media?
Well, I have psychological business consultants, so I do, consult, businesses and folks.
Where are you located?
I'm located in Raleigh, North Carolina, but in today's world and today's technology, right, it doesn't really matter anymore.
Yeah.
But, I do coach folks if that's something that they want. But I'm telling you, you're going to get all of my coaching, really pretty much lot of it in that book.
Okay, great. And you know what? Here's a question for you. And is this your first book?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, congratulations. I love first-time bookers, question. Okay, what is the best advice you can give all of our listeners out there that own a business that is being faced with social media challenges for today?
All right, first of all, number one is don't be on every platform. You don't have the time.
Okay, that's a good one.
Okay, pick and choose a platform. Do a survey of your current clients, where they're at, what they're using. Start creating a client list in Facebook and LinkedIn so that you can click on that list and find out if they've had a new baby, a new dog, or they've got a new job or whatever, so that you can stay in touch, because the worst thing we do as businesses is follow up.
How do we find those lists?
When you friend anybody that you friended, you can actually create a list in Facebook. So you could call that, your past client list. And you could put those people who were past clients into that list on Facebook. And then what you could do is just click on that list, and it will only bring up those people who you've put in that list. And that way you can just see that newsfeed, so that you're not seeing everybody's newsfeed, so that you can stay in touch and follow up with those people that, you
feel
are really
important. Can you get their emails?
Are we going to be able to find that out in your book, how to make that list?
No, I don't talk about how to make that list, but I do subtly. But actually, if you're on Facebook, and I can help people do this, if you go to Facebook, you can go to your friends list, and you can see all your friends, by the way. If you go down the left-hand side of your column, you can go to your friends, and you can click on it. And you can manage the list at the top, and you can start managing who you want to put in your list and edit the list, rename a list, create a list.
Oh, that's interesting.
And it's a great way to follow up because, in about 5 minutes, you can keep up with 20, 30 people. Well, try making 20, 30 follow-up phone calls.
I love it. Jay Izzo, and his book is Got Social Mediology. And where do we find your book? We're going to have you back because there's so many more things that we need to ask.
I'd love to come back. It is available any bookstore nationwide.
Okay.
So if your bookstore doesn't have it on the shelf, just to ask them for it, they can get it in. It's available, of course, at BarnesandNoble.com, Target.com, Amazon.com, iBook, Nook, Kindle. It's available in all formats. And what I'm going to do, like I said, at the end of this phone call, is I'm going to send you a personally signed book, Kim.
Perfect.
And I'm going to send you an extra book as well for your listeners.
So
that they
generous
can...
of
That's
you.
Great.
Thank
I really
you so much.
I look
and I'm not
forward
in trouble
to that.
Anymore.
Yeah, you got her off the hook here. So thank you so much. I look forward to talking with you again. We're going to definitely have you back. And Jay, the Internet Doctor. Our next guest is Ed Anderson. What a great book, Recipes to Drive Your Life. And kind of looking through it a little bit, we're going to find out a little bit more about him right now.
And it's not food recipes. It's like recipes for
life.
Your life.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
It's
so
really
cool. Let's do a little shout out. Who do we want to do a shout out to?
Let's do a shout out again to, how about to the Somas Nut House? We were talking about events earlier. You know, that's not just for gifts. That's a great place to go if you're hosting a wine and cheese.
I know.
Something
that's
like that.
Yeah.
I was thinking for your shower, get some meats and stuff like that.
Yeah, and
different
put some
jellies.
Nuts and yeah, there you
Absolutely.
Go.
Absolutely, different nuts. It's a great gift, and it's also something great to have in your home for those surprise guests.
And I want to just remind people about SOBA Treatment Center at 866-547-6451, 866-547-6451, and they look at the underlying issues that need to be addressed under the addiction. So if someone you love is struggling or you're struggling, definitely give them a call.
There you go. Also, let's give away some Joffrey Ballet, and that is March 11th, 8 p.m. at the Civic Arts Plaza. We've got tickets for you, and that is 419-0008, 419-0008.
Tom will not be in that show, in
I
case
know,
that's why
I know.
You're calling in.
There you go, but we got a video on him, and in fact, get our newsletter. When you call up to win, tell them you want to be on our newsletter so that you get one for your email. And please share it with everybody. Also, vote for us.
Absolutely. Vote for us for Ventura County Best for 2015. Go to Community and then scroll to the bottom for Radio, The Kim Pagano Show. We'd love to be your favorite radio show again this year. And if there's something we're not doing for you, definitely let us know and tell us how we can keep making it your favorite radio show.
There you go. All right. We are going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk with Ed Anderson. Again, his book, Recipes to Drive Your Life. And, of course, we are the brighter side of life in the 805. And stay with us. We'll be right back.
Mission Oaks Cafe is a favorite destination for all Camarillo natives. Every plate is made with the highest of quality, using fresh ingredients from local farms, enriching your dining experience. Reserve a spot at one of their elegant wine pairing nights, where Chef Joseph Sharp is able to show off his talents of fine cuisine in a four-course meal paired with four fantastic wines from a local winery. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, and for breakfast through dinner on Friday, Saturday, and Sundays. Full bar open later. Call 805-482-1022 to make a reservation. That's 805-482-1022. Visit them online at www.missionoakscafe.com for their full menu and upcoming events. Have you always wanted to meditate but weren't sure where to begin? In our frantic 24/7 world, managing stress is a new necessity. Audrey Walzer, director of the Camarillo Yoga Center, has taught hundreds of people in the 805 the fundamentals of non-religious mindfulness meditation, which is scientifically proven to downregulate the stress response. Visit the mindfulness page at www.camarilloyoga.com and listen to what people have to say about Audrey's remarkable 9-week mindfulness course, beginning soon. Make a healthy, balanced life your project for 2015. www.camarilloyoga.com.
MJ Holt is the owner of Thermal Imaging of SoCal, where she assists people who want to know what's happening in their body right now. Approved by the FDA in 1982, digital infrared thermal imaging is an unsurpassed, safe, non-invasive screening technique that detects the sympathetic nervous system that reacts and responds to pain, pathology, injury, or dysfunction anywhere in the body that may go undetected with X-ray and other tools. Thermal Imaging of SoCal is located in Westlake Village, here to serve by appointment. Call Thermal Imaging of SoCal when you are ready. 310-463-2318 or visit tiofsc.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. Again, I always like to just talk about something for a couple of seconds here, and I love this recipes to drive your life, but, you know, life happens. I really believe that life happens, and how do you always, you know, turn things around or keep positive or know that things are going to turn around, and we can all lose hope and lay down and not do anything with our life, but why not keep that positive hope and surround yourself with people that love and admire you, because those are the people that are going to lift you up. And so that's what I hope that we do here on the Kim Pagano Show, really just talk about the brighter side. And if there's something that you're doing that brings you down, a person that you're talking to every day or every week or every time you go to your business or your job, they're bringing you down, make that difference. Make a difference. Make a note to yourself that that's not something I want to do anymore.
And especially as an adult, you don't have to play with people who aren't nice.
There you go. I never had to put that.
You know, that's really very true.
And remember, everything's temporary. Whatever feeling you're going through, that's just a moment, you know, and yeah, that moment's going to pass.
I found this quote and I put it on my Instagram because I thought it was very poignant. It says, life is the moments in between the big moments.
Mm.
Oh, I love that.
Because I don't always live in the moment. I'm a big planner. So I'm always planning for the big moment, but really it's all the moments in between.
And I'm going to add to that. That's what you want to do in between those big moments. That's how you want to live comfortably. That's where you want to actually be able to cope, not even cope. That's where you thrive, is in between those big moments.
And not only that, you know, sometimes at night, I don't know about everybody else out there, but sometimes at night it's a little harder. You think, oh God, this is never going to be over. It's such a hard time. Or you have, like, you know, maybe those negative thoughts that are running through. The sun always wakes up and shines, you know, and things do pass in your life. Nothing is permanent. That's the one thing that we all, it can pass. And so I hope that there's so many amazing people out there that can help you. Don't ever give up on anything that's really troubling you. And if there's anything that I can do personally that I can help you find somebody that you need in your life, I want to be there for you. So
yeah, sometimes it makes you feel better to know, okay, I'm not in this alone. Someone else is struggling with the same problem.
Yeah, and that's why we talk about
and learn from each other,
the brighter side and people's journeys. So anyways, I'm so excited that you are all here with us here on the Kim Pagano Show. Again, this is truly my passion, to give back to our community and to really just talk about our life and our journey, and that we're all in the same life together and we're all, you know, doing it together. Our next guest, Ed Anderson, Recipes to Drive Your Life. Ed, are you there?
I am.
Welcome, welcome.
Pleasure to hear your voice, and it's a pleasure to talk to you.
Well, thank you so much. And tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I am retired after more than 37 years at Procter & Gamble, and I spent 4 years active duty in the United States Navy and then 6 years in the reserve in the Navy. And I am married and have 3 children and 4 grandchildren, and I do homework with the grandchildren almost every night.
Congratulations.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. Yeah. So why did you pick the title of your book, which I love to begin with right there?
Me too. it was a significant choice for me because when I think of recipes, and in fact, I even have one recipe in the book, which I'll talk about in a second, but when I think of recipes, I think of picking out something that I like to eat, that I really enjoy, and that's why I picked out that recipe, because it's one that I want to have. And yet, just wanting it isn't enough. I've got to do something. I've got to go get the ingredients. I've got to set up the time. I've got to mix the ingredients together. I've got to cook it or bake it or fry it or whatever I need to do, and then I can enjoy it. So there's steps I have to take. I have to consciously go at it, make it happen, and then delight in the outcome.
Wow, I love that. And I love that coming from a man. I have to be honest with you. You know, women sometimes are very in touch with their own feelings, but men sometimes not so much. Or I don't want to say that because I know a lot of men that are. They don't share that. And I love that you put it into amazing words. Now, are there things that you would change about your life? And is there a personal crisis that made you write this book? Is this your first book? I know. I just asked you like three questions right there, but so it's your first book. So,
it is.
Okay. So was there a personal crisis that brought you here?
Well, I've had a number of personal crises in my life, but no, it was not that. What happened is I retired from Procter & Gamble in August of 2009 after, as I said, over 37 years. And I have four grandchildren that I love dearly, and I spend a lot of time with each of them doing different things. And I wanted to share some insights and some learnings that I acquired over my lifetime. And I wanted to share it with them at a time when they needed to hear it in order to help them with where they were on their journey of life.
I love that. I am expecting, not me expecting, but my daughter is expecting twins. Mm. So I'm going to be, I call it a G-ma.
A G-ma.
Because I just feel like I'm a little too young to be a grandma. But anyways, you know. But you know what? Yes, I think we could do it better the second time around. And we have more knowledge.
Well, I think this is a perfect example of that. When I was growing up and we decorated Easter eggs, we were never allowed to make ugly eggs. But the grandkids, they make bombs and they're green, and we joke as adults we were never allowed to do that, because I think when you're older and you look back, that stuff really wasn't that big of a deal,
right? That's probably why your decorating is so, you're like a perfectionist.
So I was just gonna say, okay, the two of you with your, yeah, perfection. So what was your greatest lesson in all of this, Ed?
Yeah,
probably the biggest thing I would say is trying to understand and be aware of what's around me, because if I'm aware, then I can take it in, learn, and adjust, and do things.
I liked your chapter on, part of a chapter on traditions, saying how important traditions are. I agree with that. I think traditions are very important, and I think traditions make you feel safe and comfortable when things aren't safe and comfortable in life.
And it's interesting that you were talking about decorating Easter eggs.
Yeah.
Tradition.
Yeah, we've always done the same thing every year of our life.
Yeah. Now, if you read closely in that chapter, though, the most important thing is not the tradition itself.
Yes.
It's what the tradition does. I believe strongly that a tradition is intended to keep families together. It's not keeping the tradition. It's keeping what happens. It's the feelings. It's the experiences. And when they're not happening effectively anymore, change them. I mean, your example of the Easter eggs. I mean, so what if they're not decorated beautifully? If the idea is having the experience of doing it together and enjoying that experience, and that's what looks good for those children, then wonderful. Because the issue isn't making them perfect. The issue is the experience of family time together.
It's so funny. Growing up, we went to my Nana, and Grandpa lived really close to us, and we all went there for dinner all the time. And when my Nana passed away, we stopped. But right before she passed away, we started not having dinner at her house. We started having dinner once a month at a different family person's house because we'd grown up doing that. So we wanted to keep that tradition alive, but we didn't have to do it the exact same way. We let it sort of evolve with the way life had changed.
Perfect. That's the right answer, in my opinion.
Yeah, and that's kind of like us with the holidays. My parents are divorced, and we would bring everybody together, and it wasn't always a happy place. And so we started going, okay, so my dad would come with his wife, and then my mom would come later. And then we were like, you know, you adjust your life to life. I mean, that's
absolutely
really what it's about. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I got Sherry Gaba here, Jennifer Chastain, Tom Spence. I'm Kim, and we're talking with Ed Anderson. We're talking about recipes to drive your life. Love that name. Love it. And is there one key to individual happiness that you have found in your life?
For me, there's no doubt in my mind that the answer to that question is in love and service of others.
Mm.
We are social beings. We need each other. And yet so many of us are focused on ourselves and our own things as opposed to what we can do for someone else, no matter who that else is.
And what do you mean by filters, that we take in information through these filters?
In communication, the most important thing is to understand. I drink a lot of coffee. I enjoy coffee. And I use a coffee filter to get the grinds out, to make sure that my coffee tastes the way I like it to taste. And we have those in our communications. In our own minds and in our hearts, we have filters. And those filters block certain pieces of information, or they transpose certain pieces of information. So when you say something to someone else, they expect it to be a certain way because they know you or they don't know you. They look at you and they say, okay, in my mind, here's what I see. Therefore, I expect certain things to come because of what I see. And if they're not there, sometimes I fill them in. Other times I don't hear what actually happened because I was too busy thinking I was going to hear something else.
Hmm.
You know, so you talk about the game where you pass the game, the words along the line, and by the end of the line, the word completely changed from what it started from.
Is that telephone. Like telephone? Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's so very, book, very normal because that's what we do.
So your book is almost like a life coaching book, it seems.
It's
almost like a life coaching book.
Yeah, I love it. Don't write in it.
Coaching people through. Oh, no,
so I'm kind of jumping the gun here, but we are heading towards spring, and we have lots of people graduating from college and high school. At that age, what would you say is an important thing for them to remember to get them through the next chapter of their life?
Two items. One, they have a lot to learn in spite of how much they know. And number two, others have insights that can help them be successful. So accept that others are around and try to gain understanding from what they know so that you can be more effective as a person to make your own choices better.
I like that. Was there a mentor in your life that helped you get to this next place in your life? We call it the brighter side of life here, but what was that for you?
Everyone.
Everybody has a gift. Yeah. Yeah.
Keep your eyes and ears open, you know.
Exactly.
And that's what it's about.
Talk less, listen more.
Yeah, they do say.
We're just full of quotes around
here.
We
are. Yeah. I'm not sure we really follow the talk less and listen more, though.
Well, you don't.
I have a lot to say.
I know. I think that's good. But no, you know what it is? Everywhere you go, you never know. It's unexpected of the people that you find in your life. And there's always a reason why they're there. And so it's just listen to those signs that why people are in your life and what they have to say.
One of the things I talk about in the book is that we meet people for a reason. Sometimes that reason is because you need their help. Sometimes that reason is because they need your help.
Oh, that is so true. You are absolutely right. And you could be a lesson or you can need a lesson.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's both.
Ed, what are we going to find in your book?
What are you going to find?
Mm-hmm.
Well, similar to what we're talking about. I think insights. I think processes, tools. I mean, things so that you can sort through for yourself what are the things you ought to be considering to make the best decisions for you.
Right.
Many
right.
of us don't have the tools and the processes to think through that effectively.
Right.
Do what comes naturally, or we do what we're programmed to do, or we do what we're told to do. I mean, you have to be at work at 7 o'clock in the morning. Okay, I'll be at work at 7 o'clock. Instead of, why do I need to be there at 7? Because I'm going to be talking to people in Europe, and they're going to be getting ready to go to sleep pretty soon.
Yeah, there you go. Now, how did you, for yourself, how do you get to know who you are? And Sherry, maybe you can even talk to this. How do people get to know who they are, you know?
Having a real authentic voice. I mean, he was even talking about that in the last half an hour. That's why people take to personal stories on Facebook. I mean, that's one way when you're in the social media world, but really just stepping out and showing up and being you. So many people have these facades.
Yeah, I think it's important. If you want to have good friends who probably really enjoy you, you have to put yourself out there, the real you, not the one you want people to perceive.
Right. But what if there's somebody out there that doesn't really know, you know, you get to a place in your life and you're like, and they're like, okay, you know, if you could say who you are, and at this point you're like, I don't know who I am. I'm like kind of mixed up. I'm kind of in, you know, discovery all over again.
That's where coaching helps. I must give a plug on that
one.
You
have to do yourself a favor and stop and figure out the answer to that question. Because you should always know kind of who you are, or at least working on figuring out that answer so that you don't lose yourself.
That's a good point. Ed, what's your thought?
Well, not only don't lose yourself, go back to us talking about being social beings a little bit ago. We need others, and unless you know who you are yourself, you don't know what you need in order to complement yourself to be successful at doing whatever it is you're trying to do.
Wow. All right. Where do we find your book?
It is on BarnesandNoble.com, Amazon.com.
Perfect. And again, Edward Anderson, and Recipes to Drive Your Life, Taking Control and Steer It Your Way. I love that. Steer It Your Way. So thank you so much. It's a really great read. It's an easy read. And thank you for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show.
It was a pleasure. I enjoyed speaking to all of you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you so much. All right. What we are going to do, let's give something away. And how about Yard House, one of my favorites?
Ooh, that's a great place.
Yeah,
I got hamburgers.
I forget.
I bet they have great sweet potato fries, too.
I bet they have some really good stuff there. Anyways, $25 Yard House gift certificate. And we'd love that to be yours. So all you have to do is give us a call right now, 419-0008, 419-0008. Also, Old Jews Telling Jokes starts Thursday, March 5th at the Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza, and that's March 5th to the 15th. And I think this is going to be really fun, and if you'd like tickets for that, give us a call, 419-0008, 419-0008. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We'll be right back.
Duval Treatment Centers, based in Southern California, provides innovative and cutting-edge treatment tailored specifically for teens aged 13 to 18 struggling with addiction and mental health issues. With two residential treatment centers in Topanga and Ojai, and two partial hospitalization and outpatient facilities in Bel Air and Ojai, we provide the most effective level of care to meet our clients' unique needs. Our strength-based, solution-focused program empowers our clients to become the engine of their recovery. For more information, go to evolvetreatment.com or call 1-800-665-GROW.
Have you always wanted to meditate but weren't sure where to begin? In our frantic 24/7 world, managing stress is a new necessity. Audrey Walzer, director of the Camarillo Yoga Center, has taught hundreds of people in the 805 the fundamentals of non-religious mindfulness meditation, which is scientifically proven to downregulate the stress response. Visit the mindfulness page at www.camarilloyoga.com and listen to what people have to say about Audrey's remarkable 9-week mindfulness course, beginning soon. Make a healthy, balanced life your project for 2015. www.camarilloyoga.com. Waking up to your aliveness is what Sherry Gaba teaches her clients in person, by phone, or through Skype. Sherry teaches you how to live a life filled with harmony, peace, joy, and purpose, with real tools to change anything in your life, whether it's a relationship, career, financial abundance, anxiety, depression, or any addiction. Whether it's alcohol, food, even obsessive love, or the internet, Sherry is a licensed psychotherapist and a certified transformation and recovery coach. Call Sherry at 818-756-3338. Email her at sherry@sgabatherapy.com and check out her website at www.sherrygaba.com.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for being here and joining us every day. I hope that you're interested in getting one of our newsletters that goes out every week. It tells about all of our guests and their book and all the events that we're, you know, doing and that we're being a part of, and I would love to share that with you. All you have to do is give us a call, 419-0008, 419-0008, and share us with your friends. Don't keep us as a secret. And what I would love to do is give away a couple tickets right now. March 20th at 8 p.m., the Civic Arts Plaza presents Roseanne Cash, and she's going to be just a bunch of different great things that she's going to be doing. And her, let's see, her last album, it was Album of the Year by the Americana Music Association. So we're going to be hearing a little bit about that. So if you would like tickets for that, 419-0008, 419-0008. And again, our show's different. If you're just tuning in, all you have to do is leave us your name and your number, and somebody will get back with you from the team.
And if you're looking to stay in shape and become more at peace with your body, I definitely recommend Camarillo Yoga Center. They offer lots of mindfulness meditation, and they have a class coming up. So definitely check them out at www.camarilloyoga.com. They teach you all different sorts of mindfulness practices, and yoga is a great way to stretch the mind and the body. So definitely check them out.
Peacefully.
Does
it?
I know.
God, you were in such a Zen moment.
Wasn't I?
I really felt it.
Yeah, do you want to tell a little bit about SOBA?
Oh, yes. SOBA is a recovery center in Malibu, although they're all over the place. They're also in Texas and Ventura.
They're growing
and Calabasas.
Like crazy.
Yeah, they are growing. And, you know, you might have a loved one that might be struggling with an addiction. You know, there's a lot of that going on in the Ventura area. So please give them a call at 866-547-6451. 866-547-6451 so they can help you or your loved one out.
Right. And then actually Evolve just started with us, right?
Yeah, I'm real excited about that because they're about adolescent.
Right.
And that's a huge problem
as well. That's a huge problem. I think that's something everybody is afraid of.
And you know what? I wonder, you know, they're going to, Mendy's going to be on. Totally inspired by him.
Young but, guy too.
Yeah. But not only that, there's a lot of depression and, you know, what happens is they start medicating themselves. Is that right?
Right. It's the underlying issues. A lot of individuals that struggle with addiction have trauma, depression, anxiety.
Not feeling
ADHD,
heard, right?
Low self-esteem.
Yeah.
Feelings
well,
of isolation.
Well, there's so much pressure on kids today.
Right.
And we live in an instant society. And so, I mean, this is a whole other discussion, and maybe we can talk about it, but it's about wanting everything now.
Yeah.
And, you know, with video games and online and texting, it's an instant gratification world. And, you know, that's something.
It all started with the microwave. Hurry up and cook.
Yeah, no, that's true. But you know what? But not only that, in a family, okay, there's always, everybody has different gifts. And we kind of brought that up a little bit ago. But when one child can't be as good or they don't know that they're different and they have their own qualities and their own gifts, just like in a husband and wife team or, you know, in a business, there's things that we always
have our area of genius.
Yes, but we always look at somebody else and go, they look so much better, or they dress cuter, or they, you know, why? Why do we do that, Sherry?
Well, addicts and alcoholics do that big time. You know, they're always looking on the outside for gratification.
Right.
So they're always comparing themselves. We call them the isms. They sort of have low self-esteem. They're highly sensitive. They're not bad people. They just have a disease. But their mind is different. Everybody always focuses on the drugs and the alcohol, but it's an addictive personality. And, you know, I'm going to talk more about this as we go on, but there are softer addictions. There's things like, you know, things that behavior patterns that you get into, like judging and criticizing and blaming.
Do you know what's interesting? Okay, so Tracy, that was on our show, Tracy Bennett, she was on our show. She just talked about something on Facebook. You know, if you're in a movie theater and you hear somebody chomping on popcorn, does that bother you? There's actually an illness or like a, you know, I mean, what is that? Have you heard of it?
No.
Yeah. So that's something. I mean, it's like where it makes you like
a tick.
It's like
it just
crazy.
Like grinds on your nerves.
Yeah.
Like you can't take it.
So which is the disease, the thing that it's getting on your nerves or the chomper?
No, that's getting on your
getting
nerves.
On your nerves.
Even though it's,
oh, so
it's
everything gets on your nerves.
Yeah.
So basically you're addicted to being irritable.
Irritable. Yeah.
But I have a question. I feel like when we were all young as children, we were not allowed to have all of these needs.
Right. It was like seen and not heard. Correct?
Yeah.
Is that right? I mean, as children, seen and not heard. That is how it was. It was like, get to work and get to school and be done.
Yeah.
And we don't want to
give an example of a need that we look at today that you believe we didn't look at then, which I agree.
Well, we want to hear our feelings. We want to, you know, we want them to talk and,
tell
and
us how
all
they
that
feel.
Stuff. Yeah.
Tell, oh, this child needs things this way. And this child needs things that way. And I sometimes feel like when we were younger, it was like, this is how we do it. You have to meet me here. I'm not meeting you over there.
Yeah.
There was a lot more tough love. I mean, what do you guys think about giving awards when kids don't actually earn them just because other kids are getting awards that have earned them?
No, it's wrong.
Absolutely not. We belong to this basketball league in Thousand Oaks, and they commend children for having good grades and they give them the sweatshirts, but they don't present them. It's like you get your sweatshirt and you move on. But somebody sent an email to me that they were mad because their child didn't get the sweatshirt. And it's very clear, like, if your child...
Is that because their grades weren't good?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And if your child has a learning issue or if they're struggling,
so what
let
happens
us know.
In that situation? Because that's really
and
hard.
And does that affect
on...
that child's self-esteem?
Of course. It's got to, correct?
But I have to say, is the person taking the information for the sweatshirt, I get someone will say we didn't make the cut. I'll be like, well, you know what, if you have a special learning thing, if you're really working on it and you think this is important to your child, let me know. I'll get him the sweatshirt.
That's a good
you know
idea.
What I'm saying,
I like that you're opening
but
the dialogue.
Sometimes you do have to pull your weight.
Right.
Right.
Know?
Sometimes there's just some, you know, I don't think that's an example, but insensitivity. I remember when I was raising my daughter and they would do oh God, what was it? Mother's Day or Father's Day or Mommy and Me, excuse me, Daddy and Me Dance. And her dad lived 3,000 miles away. So right. I would say, why not a daddy or special friend dance?
Yeah.
Because when my daughter would see that, that would just bring up, I don't have a daddy here.
Right.
Right.
We need to adjust. We need to adjust, but we have to keep
and
it real.
And that really comes from the person who's heading that event. They should make sure that people know, oh, no, it's actually not just for fathers and daughters. It's for daughters and
just to have a little,
somebody.
Clarify
Absolutely.
That, you know?
Yeah, wow. Well, again, what a great show. And our phone number here, 419-0008, 419-0008. And I think we've given away almost everything here.
I'm giving away two coaching sessions.
Okay.
So please call the number that
419-0008. And that's with Sherry Gaba. You would love to talk with her. You're really understanding, and she can help you through anything that you're going through. Also, I'd love to give away Kaneo Players Theater and how to succeed in business without really even trying. It's not really possible, but it could be
it's
really
a fun. Story.
Yeah, March 13th through April 12th, and we've got tickets for you. Another great show. We are here for you. We want to be a part of anything that you have going on in our community, and that we want to share that with you. We want to, you know, help you get the word out and spread the word throughout the 805 and further. And we are growing, and we hope that you vote for us on VC Star. Reader's Choice
for 2015. Go to community and scroll to the bottom for radio, local radio, the Kim Pagano Show. And we'd love to be your favorite radio show again this year.
There you go. Well, with that, I hope that you take the rest of the day and just really enjoy yourself. And remember, look for all those hidden gifts from people that come in your life. And of course, we want to end our show with a moment of happiness. The way you treat yourself sets the standards for others. So with that, you have been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. And we'll be back at 2 o'clock.